The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Matter of fact, in a powerful new book just released titled Focus on the Future, Your Family, Your Faith, and Your Voice Matters Now More Than Ever, my guest this hour tells us that America is at a crossroads, and the fight for our faith, family, and future is not optional. It's a great book. I've already just begun to read it. I'm going to encourage you to get copies as well. As a matter of fact, we have a very easy way for you to do that coming up. But joining us to talk more about this work, Dr. Tim Clinton. He is co-host of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. By the way, as you know, it airs Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. Also, 6 to 6:30 on Sirius XM Family Talk Radio Channel 131. Much more to his credit we'll mention as we proceed, but Dr. Clinton, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having me. Delighted to be with you.
Well, we love James Dobson. We love you and all of the folks at Family Talk, the work you're doing. And really, we've all benefited in one way or another through the years from that ministry and his great work. But let's talk about this latest book. I love what it said. I could actually sit and read it to our audience, but I wouldn't do that. It's that good. But let me just read a couple of sentences as you opened it. We all know that we're living in a tumultuous age. Our society's in upheaval. Our nation's torn. Our nation's political landscape is a result largely unfruitful, dissension, strife in nearly every arena. And sounds like reading the morning news or listening to it or watching it on television. But yet you say this could be our finest hour. Those aren't your words, but would you agree this could be? I've often said the church's final hour ought to be its finest hour. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, Don. Hey, just a moment, Dr. Dobson. Always wants me to share his regards to everyone and appreciation for their support of the ministry. I think he's got more vinegar and fire in him, Don, than I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he's been such a champion for marriage, for family, righteousness, and culture. And he'd be the first one to say these aren't just dark times. It seems like it's evil, a lot of evil in the midst of it, but you know, I was beside him, and we were in a family policy meeting, Don, and he just sensed, you know what, this thing's not going right. Something needs to stop for a moment. We need to pray. Anyway, he begins to cry out to the Lord, and said, God, this is something's not right. God, this task in front of us is so daunting and so difficult, and he was grieved over the country, and then he said these words, Don, that cut my ear, except that you are with us. It was all about hope. As long as we have God in the midst of who we are and what we're doing, and we're pressing into him, it's not about the darkness, it's about the light. And so, you know, Don, I wrote this book really in response to what's happening in our culture. When you think about the beatdown that we've been through over the last, say, 20 months, I wrote down in my notes, the COVID variant itself, but the lockdowns, the loss, the loneliness, the racial tension, the racial trauma, the rioting, the election mess, the impeachment trials, the administration transition, the rush for a vaccine, the rollout of a vaccine. Hey, we're coming into summer thinking this is over. We're going to get free, and here comes the Delta variant coming at us. Afghanistan, the suppression, the censorship, the insanity. And it's like, now it's making me tense just talking about it. And in the midst of it, you know, it's only intuitive that there would be an uptick in mental health disorders. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're seeing fear. Barry McGuire, McGuire Car Wax, walked up to a microphone in a meeting I was in recently. He said this to the audience. 75% of Christians are filled with fear right now.
Yeah.
People are afraid. With that comes anxiety, depression, even suicidality. But, and that comes back to, but we can press into the one who Psalm 46 cries out, Elohim, God is our refuge and our strength. He's a present help during times of need. My daughter, Megan, we have a little granddaughter, our only granddaughter. Her name's Olivia. And I call her Papa Girl, Don. And Megan was talking to me the other night, and she said, Dad, I can't sleep at night. I just keep thinking about Olivia growing up and what's it going to be like for her. Dad, do you think she's going to enjoy the childhood like we did and the freedoms we've had like we did and more? And I said, you know what? We need a book of encouragement, an honest, open discussion about where we're at and then what we need to do, what we can do. We can focus on our own mental health, for example. We can focus on our own families and strengthen it. It's about our Judea, then our Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world. And then we need to cry out and pray that the church would awaken and take her rightful place, because our hope, our strength is it's in the body of Christ coming together and standing strong for such a time as this.
Dr. Clinton, talk about how we can move from where we are as a country, this malaise of discouragement and fear that sadly, I believe, has gripped the hearts of far too many believers who ought to, in my words, we ought to know better. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, Don, a friend of mine, colleague, Dr. Diane Langberg, 2 years ago, was talking about how we as counselors need to focus on in our lives first. Mm. In other words, you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
And if we're looking for strength and stability, and if it's true that fear has taken over and we're flooded by all that insanity I was talking about, then we need to step back and kind of get our breath. And I was thinking, you know, the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4, when he talks about rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. Let your confidence be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Paul anchored himself in the fact that he believed God was who he said he was and that he could trust him, even in the midst of all this wild thing, everything that's going on. And so I think a lot of us all, we need to step back and say, God, let me see you in the midst of this storm. And you were right when you opened up the thesis of the book is it's not about the darkness, it's about the light. We can get lost in the darkness. But if our hearts turn, you know, in counseling we say this, we're as sick as our secrets. If we keep that stuff down under, you hear what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to explode and we live there. But if we get ourselves up and stable and strong, hey, everyone around us then, our kids, the people, our loved ones, there's a process of osmosis that begins to take place. And we know, for example, there's an all-out war against the family. You know, if I'm talking to Megan, I'm saying, honey, listen, just simple things. And in the book, we highlight these things. There's a war coming against us with screen time. You know that. Look at what's happening when you go into a restaurant this evening. Look at families even sitting together. How many of them are on their phone? Screen time's decimating it. They're now saying that pornography is the greatest challenge in the Christian home. Think about what we need to do because it's robbing us of intimacy together and more. That's cluttering our minds. It's confusing us. We can step back and step into this thing and say, let's get control here. But encouraging research that we highlight in the book, dinner, eating dinner together. Don, here's what we're finding, that one of the discriminant factors on healthy kids is whether or not they eat dinner together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And what was wild to me was I thought, is it once or twice a week? Here's what's this is amazing to me. There was no drop off. The more you eat dinner together with your kids, the more healthy your kids are. Now, it's not about the food. You know that. Although we know that kids who eat dinner with their families tend to eat better, more healthy foods. But there's something being transmitted in that time together. You got it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Don, one other just fun thing. We're looking at issues, mental health issues like oppositional defiance disorder, when kids are out of control and over. I mean, just on the extreme with defiance, or ADHD and more. Key elements in the most highly effective therapeutic outcome programs, evidence-based programs, is a little piece called special time. Here's what that is. Spending about 20 minutes a day in command-free time with your kids, individually, in their world. Not, hey, Zach, my son Zach. Zach, let's go and play catch. No, that was an indirect command. I want you to step into their world and participate in their world. What they found was when parents are able to do that, it becomes radical. We're now learning statements like this. The effectiveness of your discipline strategies are associated with the quality of a relationship that you have with your kid. Think about that. In interpersonal neuroscience, I dedicated a piece in there about the power of relationships in modern day life. Here's what we're learning. Relationships can have the same mediating effect on the brain as good medicine. Healthy relationships. Bad relationships, we all know this, they're traumatic, and they absolutely destroy. Well, you know, when a kid grows up in a home where he's getting screamed at all the time, it's like scrambled eggs for him. And it fragments them, and their brain wires the wrong way. That's the stuff. You step back and you say, wait a second. What we can do is we can focus on our Judea for a moment. And God help us to do this, because we can win this battle that we're in by strengthening ourselves in the Lord and getting our own sanity, maintaining it. Number two, hey, stabilizing our family. What Pope John Paul II said, so goes the family, so goes the nation, so goes the world. And we can get this by standing and staying bold and strong for marriage, for family, like Dr. Dobson has preached, for righteousness and culture. And as we press in, this is where we pray earnestly, Don, that the church would awaken and take her rightful place. God, do that.
Amen to that. And before we get any further, I understand there is a way folks can get their own free copy of this book simply by calling or making tell folks about how they can get that and help you at the same time, you as a ministry.
Yes, so what we're doing right now, drjamesdobson.org, go up on our website, a gift of any amount to Dr. Dobson's ministry, and we're giving the book away as a special gift to all those who contribute right now. Just a way of saying thank you for supporting that legacy, that ministry, I mean, our ministry there together, and why, I tell you what. What's happening in and through Family Talk and the James Dobson Family Institute right now is just amazing. It's so encouraging. And there's so many people out there saying, hey, I'm tired of being silenced. I'm tired of being shamed. I'm tired of getting lost. I'm tired of being pushed down. It's time for us to come together and to stand boldly for such a time as this. And so we'd love to put a copy of Focus on the Future in your hands. And it's all about your family, your faith, and your voice. More, they matter more now than ever.
You can do it quickly by calling as well, 877-732-6825. Again, that's 877-732-6825. Or as Dr. Clinton just said, just go to drjamesdobson.org/radio offer. That'll take you right there as well. And let's just, Dr. Clinton, walk through just and highlight these chapters. It starts with the reprieve, hope for our troubled land, the new battle for the family. Walk us through maybe just a sentence about each of these chapters and what they are saying.
Well, one of the chapters in there, for example, is on men.
Yeah, war
and,
on men.
You go to the war on men for a second and just think about, there's been a beatdown in modern-day culture. Coming after masculinity, saying that masculinity is toxic. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Masculinity is not toxic. There's toxic behavior. But God created men uniquely, and a lot of men have been beat up and seen as buffoons and idiots and, you know, porn addicts, terrible fathers, horrible husbands, and more. And don't get me wrong. We understand that a lot of men have been unhealthy. They've been sinful. They've been outright wrong in a lot of what they do. But let me say this. Most of the women I talk to, you know what they love their sons. They love their dads. They love their spouses. They love their brothers and more. And they want men to step up. And here's the encouraging piece. We talk about this in the book. The research on fathering, it's amazing. When dads are active and engaged in the lives of his children, kids, the outcomes are just outstanding. Kids are much more stable in their mental health, less given to peer pressure, actually perform better on cognitive tests and more. It's just, and yet, you know why society wants to take him out? Because it means so much. That's why we're in a battle for the church. One of the big chapters in the book is on the church. And, you know, I was with Dr. Dobson a few years back, and I heard him say these words. We were in a meeting, Don, a bunch of people around the table, faith leaders. He stops the room and says, we got to pray. We need to pray that the church would awaken again and take her rightful place. He said, until then, parachurch organizations have to stand in the gap, but the real hope, the real strength is in the church, the body of Christ. That's people like you and me, Big C, the Church of Jesus Christ, stepping up and saying, hey, listen, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to be strong in what we believe is true. We're going to stand behind God's word. We're going to be bold when we need to be bold. And let me say something. There is a time, you know that? If the scripture says that Jesus is a rock of offense for those who don't believe. And there were times when he said, hey, no more. And he threw the money changers out of the temple. There's a time to have some backbone. We need to pray that that pastors would be bold in this hour. This is a critical time. The good news is it's like Moses to Joshua as he held up the staff. It was like saying, we have God. God, lead us. Let's stay close to his heart. Let's press into him like never before and stand together. That's how we win this war.
And I believe, I think you would agree, this is a limited moment, if you will. In other words, right now, I believe God's given us the experiences you just cited earlier, all the problems with COVID and everything else, and the political upheaval, all of that has really turned the culture and the church upside down and destroyed our comfort zones. And God is kind of saying, now what are you going to do from this point forward, right?
Yes, I agree. I was interviewing Ralph Reed on a program I was doing, and you know, Ralph and I were bemoaning everything, but I come back and I said, Ralph, what about hope? What about the future? And he said this, Tim, he said, I heard Warren Buffett say this, never bet against America. Hmm. And I love that.
Amen.
He said, there's a resilience in the American people. There's a stirring going on like I've never seen. People are starting to say, hey, I'm done with all this stuff. Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally shot, but I'm also done being silenced and shamed. I'm done with people saying, you know, hey, getting on me about my sincerely held religious beliefs and more. It's time to come together. It's time to stand strong. And as I said before, hold on to truth, tenaciously hold on to it. I love sports, Don. One of the things I love is when guys say, hey, not in our house.
Yeah.
It's like you're not getting into that end zone.
Right.
I like that kind of.
Well, we got a note, but we need to revisit on this, Dr. Clinton. And thank you for writing the book. Our love to you and to Dr. Dobson and everybody there. And we will continue to promote it. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, Don. Thank you for having me.
Again, Dr. Tim Clinton, he's the author of this latest book called Focus on the Future. Your family, your faith, your voice matter now more than ever. And he brings a wealth of experience and knowledge. I didn't even have time to really do justice to his bio. He's a resident authority on mental health and relationships, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, much, much more to his credit. But the point is, we want you to get this book. And remember, you can get a free copy with a simple donation of any amount to the ministry at drjamesdobson.org/radio offer.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
This
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.